Hello, Josh. How are you?
Hello, Ingrid. I am doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing good.
Glad to hear that, and I'm happy to have a word with you on call. Is it a good time for us to have a word?
Yeah, we could definitely talk. I have a course that starts at 3 o'clock, but I'm free after that course.
Sure. So is it a good time for us right now for
Yeah,
10, 15
we
minutes?
could
Perfect.
absolutely.
Perfect. Sounds great. Sounds great. So I got your response yesterday, and I was so pleased and so happy to read that you had a word with Colin, and things went well.
Things went so well. He said to me, he's, I don't know if you've seen him, I just happened to run into him, one of my friends hosted him, and I wasn't gonna participate in the webinar, and I did. And he said to me that he has the power to sell 1 million books before the launch. And he kept on repeating that. I'm like, how? And then he put in a link to book a one-on-one with him. So I did, and they gave me a very hard time because I don't think, because, a lot of people would come up, people would be intimidated. But I was really pushy. I argued, and finally he agreed to meet with me. And I said, look, Colin, I don't have time for bullshit. I said, how do I sell 1 million copies of my fucking book before the launch? Give me the secret sauce. And he couldn't stop laughing. And, he said, okay, tell me about you and what you're doing. And he goes, oh my God, I need this in my life. He's like on the board, like he's friends with the owner of Staples, and he is like he's in char like he's a, he's really closely affiliated. He's either a president of National Autism Organizations, and he was like, oh my God, I love your story. And and I explained to him, my son's a missing person, all this. He goes, okay, well, so he's like, tell Josh and Ryan, get your book, edited to the best of whatever. And then he gave me his personal address. He had me write it down, and then he said, send it to me, and then we'll take it from there. And then I will see that, I can get this book, especially with back to school or with Christmas and stuff. Parents would need to. And it was really smart of him because, when they shop for back to school, this is something parents would pick up at Staples. And, if you put more statistics and stuff like that, parents, and with pictures, if you make it a driver's manual in a format that people are familiar with, basically learning how to drive, but also learning how to be a parent for a child that's neurodivergent in school, no guide like that has ever been created. And he's like, you're so brilliant. So he's like, yeah. So he's like, have me, send that to me. And then I spoke to Dr. Grandin, and she's also potty mouth. She was like, oh my God, you actually fucking listen to me. Because she told me to write the book. But she's like, I tell a lot of people to write books, but they don't do it. Or they come up with excuses.
See,
So
I
she gave
told
me the
you on the very first call, I told you that you're one strong person, and see, Dr. Grandin was surprised as well that you went ahead and you worked it out.
Yeah, but she was like, no, you did it, because we spoke, we just spoke casually in 2021, and we spoke a few times after. And I mean, I met a lot of very important influential people that day, but she's the only one I stayed in touch with. And she called me. She doesn't really call people. She actually called me. And then she made me type her address, and she's like, okay, and she was really impressed with the work you're doing, and she's like, get that to me, because she's also a professor at the University of Colorado. So she's like, get it to me before I get too busy, before the, September's kind of people are settling in, and then get it to me. And then I understand that she's got autism, so I took the liberty of drafting the intro to the book, and I took the liberty of, as you saw, writing three quotes, and I would do the same for Colin.
Perfect, perfect. And it surely is a great news. I am so excited for this as well. And this, even if I speak about the long term, this surely would be a huge success for you, because this start is this great. So you know that endings are always great as well. And if it's not great, it's not the end. So I wish you all the very best, and I will be throughout this whole journey of yours as well. And I will be pushing from my end to have it expedited ASAP, so that maintaining the quality as well, so that you can send it further to Dr. Grandin as well for reviews and call in as well. And more than that,
would you like me? I started making like graphics. I forgot to tell you. Would you like me to upload those as well?
Graphics to include inside the book?
Yeah, like they're not obviously like they're drafts, but like what I wanted to do, like I made some like this is another thing, like, because some parents some of the parents that I've met have autism themselves. So it's kind of like not necessarily for every point, but like for some points, like I'd want to have a graphic that they could look at to better understand the concepts.
For like, sure, literally, for sure. If there's any such additional material, I would be more than happy to ask for that, so that I can give my team a clear guidance as well, so that there are less revisions and more quality work. So I would be more than happy if you can share that with us as well, and I can have it shared with the team as well.
Because it's like, obviously, like they're all, like the I use Canva, and the aesthetics are all different, but like, you know, basically finding one style, like, you know, like a driver's manual, because I see it like as a coffee table book, like, you know, parents are sitting down either during supper and they're looking at this, whatever.
Yep, exactly. And also Colin had just the right idea that, you know, that even in the time of school opening up, and also, you know, that Black Friday is going to come up as well, the Christmas sale and all those things as well, you know, that the audience inside Target, Walmart, and all these stores are going to increase as well. So that is the best time to have that book targeted and in the shelves by that time. That sure is a good idea.
I agree, because, like, once Staples gets it in, then, you know, Walmart and all the other stores are going to, like, if it's a bestseller, you know, it's not because that's all I said. I said I had a very concise goal. He's like, Wingard, he's like, what can I do for you? I'm like, I'm taking you, you know, you 1 million books, Colin. He's like, oh my God, you're so direct. I go, well, you know, that's part of being neurodivergent. I just, you know, I just want, this is what you said, that this is your selling point. And he's like, oh my God. So I'm just so very, very thankful for you and for your team and for Colin and for Temple. And, you know, like there's going to be so much prosperity for everybody involved. And, I have other ideas for after when the book is done, like, making it into an app as well.
Yep. That's good, because you know that right now you know what your vision is. So once we reach that particular time, there are a lot of things that you can play with. It's going to be website or weekly drafts, something like that. So there are a lot of things that we can work on.
Of course, like, you know, and an ebook, you know, for parents who just don't want to read and want to hear my voice. And I do voiceovers already. So, like, there's the audiobook, there's the app. So many e-commerce possibilities. Like, my background, I'm an interactive multimedia specialist by trade. Like, there's so much, and I picked the right people, and I'm so happy.
And you yourself were able to sell the idea to Colin himself. So what could be bigger than that? You know that you mentioned that a million books in the bookstore. And that too at a phase where your book is in the editing part. So that itself is a big achievement.
Oh, it was literally like, I don't know if you understand, like I'm really into quantum science and processing. So I'm like, this is where I want a quantum leap. And I was really like, every day, I was like, Colin's going to help me sell a million books. And when I meet Colin, this is going to happen. Thank you, God, for giving me a million books sold by Colin. Thank you, you know, every day. So when he met me, he's like, what can I do to you? Colin, we're going to sell a million books. And he's like, okay. Yeah.
I hope everything goes well, and I wish you all the very best. I myself am, trust me, when you got on call, there was a different vibe. It's not a vibe that I get with all my clients, because I myself was way too happy to have you on board because of the story that you shared as well. That was the very first thing that came from my heart, that you're one strong person. Because you know that there are a lot of people going through different things these days, and it takes a lot of courage for you to come out and pen your words. So that itself was a big thing. So, and whenever you shared these milestones being achieved just at the start, this makes me more happy. And this is coming right from the heart, being very honest. So I wish you all the very best. I will be on top of this project as well to make sure that whatever you are dreaming and whatever you're expecting, that gets delivered to you. And whatever would be needed from my end or anything that will be required, I'll surely give you my personal suggestion as well to make it the best selling book.
So can I ask you something? You know, when the manuscript is done,
mm-hmm.
Would you be able to mail it to Temple and Colin?
For sure, we do offer the printing services as well. And I surely will check on that. And once we reach that part, we're going to take care of that as well.
Yeah, because I think, you know, make it look more official and maybe like a spiral copy, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure, yeah, for sure. Let's get done with the editing part. And once we reach that phase, we're going to have that catered as well.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And I will keep you posted on that. I've got your review on the editorial report as well. I'm going to have that assigned to my team.
Oh, it worked. I wasn't sure if it went through. I was, like, panicking. That's why I called this for it.
No, it did go through. And also, I got your message that you are willing to write to Colin. So I just wanted to get an idea of the testimonial that you mentioned, the whole letter, that dear Mr. Sprague. So just wanted a bit clarity that you would want help with this particular letter as well for my team to go through once.
I think since we had like we already connected,
mm-hmm.
I just think that like with the not Colin but Temple required a cover letter to go with the manuscript,
mm-hmm.
and she specifically wanted to be reminded of when we last spoke, and I put the date, I think it was September 4th. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be reminded of you editing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted a very particular request. She wanted to be reminded of how I connected with you. And I can't even remember what the term is, but like she said in the 1930s, mm-hmm. the way that the architecture was in the United States, like there was a window on top of doors, and people used to throw things in that window to get to publishers. So she laughed at me, and she said that that's how we're connecting. So she's like, put that expression, and I wrote it in the letter, and then kind of like what the timelines are. The other thing I'm thinking of is for the book launch, like after the millions are sold or whatever, or before then or between then, I wanted to invite her to speak on an online conference, which is how we met. So I'm also asking her, like, if she spoke for maybe half an hour, like how much, what her rates would be. And then maybe, I don't know if you'd want to collaborate on, I already have a venue in Ottawa. I have, I'll send you all that later, but like Library and Archives Canada, which is the equivalent of the Library of Congress in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I already have like some kind of an agreement with them to host an event for me. And then I would have like Temple Grandin as a speaker, and I would have different sponsors, and it would be so amazing, like, you know, as the launch, and then many more events after.
Absolutely, and I am so happy because a lot of people, they start writing the book, and they plan things later down the road. But how well you have planned your thing, that surely shows how well organized you and how planful you as a person are. So I am so happy that you have everything sorted and you have that vision where you have to head towards. So I am so excited, and I personally will be in touch with you as well throughout if anything is required or anything is needed from your end, or if anything is needed from my end as well. I'll be all ears and would be more than happy to help you as well.
Oh, God bless you, Josh. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. And great, would there be anything else I can help at this point of time?
No, thank you. I just look forward to getting the edits, and you've made my day.
Yep, absolutely. And great. Thank you so very much for your time. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.